He was one of the group that came at 110, 10 laps before the end of stage two. Their last stop, 9.88 seconds. I'd say that's a 13-gallon second or stop at best. When you look at Rudy Fugel in the 24 car, they were not 10.92. That's another probably gallon and a half of fuel that the 24 car was able to get in their car.
It's still 38 laps away from playing out here at Michigan, and an awful lot of nail-biting beginning to go on the pit lane as the leaders come down to the line, complete lap 162. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Motor Racing Network is live at Michigan International Speedway, the NASCAR Cup Series, and our premier partners, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, and Xfinity. We've raced the Firekeepers Casino 400 down to 38 laps to go. My name is Alex Hayden. Mike Bagley and Todd Gordon join me in the broadcast booth with Dave Moody and Tim Catalfamo in the turns, Steve Post and Chris Wilner on the pit lane.
Leaders come across the start-finish line, 37 laps to go. That was a private battle for the lead a moment ago. Now it becomes a three-way battle for the lead.
Getting a little more public. You know, we haven't talked much about Kyle Larson. He was decidedly ordinary in the first half of this race, but as he and Cliff Daniels tend to do, they are spot on as we get down to the finish, and he is closing in.
Larson holds down the third spot, one car length behind William Byron, who runs second. Byron, one car length behind the leader, Carson Hocevar.
And then you look up at the battle for the number four spot, which begins to flare up one more time here off turn number four. On the move down to the bottom of the racetrack is Chris Buescher. Looks to the inside of Zane Smith for that spot.
Looking down low as they race their way down the front straightaway and into turn one. That's the side-by-side battle for position number four. Buescher on the low line gets him cleared, slides up. Crossover move now. They'll back at it 2x2.
Buescher left the bottom open and Zane Smith able to drive back around Chris Buescher for that spot. Buescher's now losing more positions down the back straightaway. Ty Gibbs passes Buescher. So does Denny Hamlin.
His momentum totally got shot coming off the corner. Gave up three spots. Now he's trying to regain that lost ground. Chris Buescher on the short list to win this race today. He's got a lot of speed in that race car, but he lost a lot of momentum, Dave. He's trying to get it back by going after Hamlin in one.
Buescher threw it all or nothing to the inside of Zane Smith, and as he got to the exit of two, the nose pushed out from under it, and he really had to back off. Lost all of his momentum and lost three spots to boot.
Buescher's going to have to try to reset here as he starts to follow Denny Hamlin back to turn number three and try to recoil and gain back all those spots he lost.
He is, but he's got a good enough race car to try to do that, and he's going to have 34 laps in which to try to accomplish that task. Can't help, Dave, but not look at the front of the field with those trio of race cars.
Well, you're exactly right. It's Carson Hocevar, who I think would qualify for anybody's upset special list, leading the way. William Byron, the Cup Series point leader. Kyle Larson, pretty good matchup at the front of the field.
William Byron, the second place driver, has continued to size up the leader, Carson Hocevar. The last time through one and two, Byron went to the top side of the racetrack. This time in three, he's back to the bottom.
Everybody settles down now on the racetrack. That gives us an opportunity to let you know where your favorite driver is running with 33 laps to go in the Firekeepers Casino 400. Carson Hocevar leads by about a car length over William Byron. Kyle Larson there in their hip pocket in third. Zane Smith and Ty Gibbs right now running fourth and fifth. You've got Denny Hamlin, who's fallen to sixth. Chris Buescher is now seventh. Ross Chastain is eighth. Tyler Reddick ninth, and Josh Berry is 10th.
Kyle Busch is 11th. Michael McDowell is 12th, and Bubba Wallace 13th. A.J. Allmendinger is 14th. Ryan Preece is 15th. Brad Keselowski is 16th. And Austin Cindric, 17th. 18th is Eric Jones. 19th, Chase Briscoe. And 20th is Chase Elliott.
Christopher Bell, Daniel Suarez is 21st. Christopher Bell is 22nd. Shane Van Gisbergen is 23rd. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 24th. And Justin Haley, 25th. Riley Herbst is 26th. Austin Dillon's 27th. With Ty Dillon in 28th. Joey Logano, 29th. And Noah Gragson is 30th. 30th.
Cody Ware, 31st. Ryan Blaney is the last car on the track in 32nd. He is also the only car one or more laps down. He is currently three laps down after contact with the wall and a long pit stop to repair the car earlier in the race. Out of the race in 33rd, Todd Gilliland. Out in 34th, John Hunter Nemechek. Out of the race in 35th is Cole Custer. And finishing 36th after a hard crash in turn two will be Alex Bowman.
Just had a change for the fourth position on the back straightaway. Tim Catalfamo, Ty Gibbs making bold moves up that back straight.
Ty Gibbs has really been turning up the wick the last several laps towards the later stages of this race. He moves around Zane Smith effortlessly to get into that fourth spot. Now Gibbs has got about half a straightaway to make up on the third place car of Kyle Larson. The top two, though, of Carson Hocevar and William Byron remain one car length apart.
The race started today right around 2 o'clock Eastern time with the sun beating down, temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Now, yesterday when we had our one and only practice session, it was at 9:30 a.m. local time, overcast skies, temperatures in the low 60s. Todd, here in the last hour or so, we've had cloud cover overhead. Nothing precipitation-wise, just overcast skies.
Yeah, definitely. We've taken most of the sunshine off. You'll get a glimpse of sunshine once in a while as it comes through. I call this a mostly overcast day. Now, as this is done, as this has happened, I feel like the racetrack has probably lost a little temperature. This may be more indicative of what the practice was yesterday. Ty Gibbs, now up to the P4, he was struggling in the sunshine. As it's found shade, they've worked on the race car. They've got pace back like we saw yesterday's practice.
He's been the fastest car on the racetrack for the last two laps around this Michigan International Speedway. He's turning laps at 37.939 seconds. So Ty Gibbs running in the fourth spot right behind Kyle Larson, who rides in third. Let's get an update on the Larson pit from Chris.
Well, Cliff Daniels, his crew chief, has been methodically just giving him the lap times, but also the gaps and what the fuel saving plan is for Larson here in this final run to the finish. He said he needs about another 18 laps of this exact pace that Kyle Larson has on the racetrack using the draft with William Byron and Carson Hocevar. He said, we are aware that Ty Gibbs is coming. He's in full attack mode. They think he can make it to the end on fuel, but stick to what you're doing. Just don't lose a ton of track position by saving. But another 18 laps of this pace, this is going to be a really big, interesting battle for the lead with Ty Gibbs and Denny Hamlin on the charge.
That is how it's working out for third place Kyle Larson. Steve Post, what about the guy currently, the race leader in Carson Hocevar?
We had heard a lot of speculation as to where Carson Hocevar and Luke Lambert, the crew chief, just let everybody know on the team where they're at. They are four laps short. And Luke told Carson, at this pace, you cannot make it to the end. I don't know if we want to save fuel and maybe drop back a spot or two, or just keep leading and hope for a caution. One caution would put him in the window to stay to the end. So they're debating back and forth whether to maybe drop back and draft a little bit or to stay out front and hope for a caution. So Carson Hocevar, four laps short to make it to the end.
Go ahead, Todd.
With 27 laps to go, it's going to be hard to save four laps of fuel and still maintain track position. I think they've got to go for a caution. We'll see what they do.
This is not the first time nor the last time we'll ever experience this at Michigan. This is one of the signature elements that always weighs on these drivers and these teams here at this racetrack. They seem to always come down to fuel mileage races. And we've got another one shaping up. We've got 26 laps to go at the moment.
NASCAR fans, get ready to feel the rush. The official NASCAR Trax app is your ultimate race day companion. From managing your event tickets to navigating with wayfinding maps, event schedules, and facility info, it's got everything you need to make your experience unforgettable.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
Bring your headphones and dive into the action like never before with live scanner access.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen in on driver and team communications at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax now on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
Looking for a weekly motorsports podcast to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
Austin Cindric comes down the pit lane at lap 175. We'll follow up there in a moment. Right now, Carson Hocevar has 24 laps to go with William Byron, Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, and Denny Hamlin in hot pursuit of him. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Two laps to go here in Michigan. Laps are becoming precious as right now the battle for the lead is off turn two and headed up the back straightaway.
William Byron starting to really pressure Carson Hocevar. Hocevar trying to break the draft halfway down the back straightaway as Byron is only a half a car length behind him. Into the corner, Byron drives it to the bottom of the racetrack, following Hocevar back off form.
All these drivers make their way back to the start-finish line. Steve Post down to just 21 laps to go.
Listen to the conversation of Ty Gibbs running in the fourth spot now. He is about a lap to a lap and a half short, and he's been instructed by Tyler Allen, his crew chief, to save fuel. They will let him know when to go. Coach Gibbs down here, his grandfather and team owner, pacing back and forth. Ty Gibbs also need to note that the first stage of this race, that car was absolutely terrible. So loose he could barely drive it without spinning it out. So Tyler Allen has done a good job, A, dialing on handling up on the race car, and B, with some strategy to give him a shot here in this fuel mileage run to the end of the race.
Austin Cindric was also on pit road postman. What was the update for Austin?
Austin Cindric had a left front flat tire when he went by me. A left front flat tire. Good thing he didn't get in the wall or anything. He's back out on the racetrack and back up to speed.
When I look at the top five runners right now, you know, Carson Hocevar, William Byron, Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, and Denny Hamlin, there's two cars that stand out to me with the time they spent on pit road. William Byron at almost 11 seconds. They got more fuel in that way. There's three guys that had 9-second stops. Denny Hamlin as well. He's out there in the almost 12-second stop. Denny's got to be good on fuel.
Two of those top five have never won a NASCAR Cup Series race, and as Steve Post has reported, those two drivers, Carson Hocevar and Ty Gibbs, are both short on Sunoco fuel here to get to the end of this race.
19 laps remaining. Carson Hocevar, his lead has been basically an accordion. It'll be three or four car lengths, and it'll become one car length. You can tell William Byron's playing cat and mouse as now the battle for the lead's on the backstretch.
Carson Hocevar is slow. He is off the pace, and William Byron goes to the lead. Larson goes to second. Gibbs and Denny Hamlin also go by Hocevar. That car is smoking. It looks like the left rear tire is down on Carson Hocevar's machine.
Carson Hocevar will limp that car to pit lane as the smoke gets worse. He's got to woe it down, not make the damage any worse on the car or a speeding penalty. Left rear tire cut down. Carson Hocevar, who was going to be short on Sunoco fuel regardless, Steve Post, but this is not what they had in mind.
Here he comes. That tire carcass is flopping up under the left rear in 3, 2, 1. Stabs the brakes, and here he is. Crew going to go with all four tires on it right now. They work on the right side of that car as they do it on the gold and black Chevrolet as he works on the right side. And now around to the left side. We'll see that they can get the jack up under the car. They struggle with that. They struggle. There it is. The jack goes up. Tire comes off. But what was a potentially promising day for Carson Hocevar has turned into bad news here with that left rear flat tire.
Absolute heartbreak for Carson Hocevar, who was looking for his first ever win in the NASCAR Cup Series, and he was trying to do it in front of the hometown crowd. Right now, Carson Hocevar has gotten a change of tires. He's headed back out onto the racetrack. But victory has been snatched from him and that Spire Motorsports team.
He'll fall a lap down, so with 16 laps to go as the leaders come to the line this time, William Byron is now the leader. Kyle Larson is second. Ty Gibbs is third. Denny Hamlin is up to fourth. Chris Buescher is now to the number five spot. Zane Smith is sixth. Ross Chastain seventh. Bubba Wallace eighth. Ninth is Kyle Busch, and Tyler Reddick is 10th.
Ryan Preece is running 11th. Brad Keselowski make that Preece is 10th. Reddick is 11th. Keselowski is 12th. Josh Berry, Eric Jones, A.J. Allmendinger rounding out those running in positions up to spot 15. Michael McDowell is 16th. Daniel Suarez is 17th. Christopher Bell in 18th. Chase Elliott 19th. And Chase Briscoe is in 20th.
21st is Shane Van Gisbergen. 22nd is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 23rd is Austin Dillon. 24th is Justin Haley. 25th is Riley Herbst. 26th, Ty Dillon. 27th, Noah Gregson. 28th is Joey Logano. The last car on the lead lap at 29th is Cody Ware. 30th, one lap down now is Carson Hocevar.
Denny Hamlin has gone to the whip. He's just gotten by Ty Gibbs for position number three. Now he wants position two in the back straightaway.
Denny Hamlin side by side with Kyle Larson for the runner-up spot. Drag racing to the corner. Here's Hamlin in his purple and white Toyota driving it deep into the corner. Trying to shove Larson up the racetrack. Larson has to give way.
He does, and he'll fall in line behind Hamlin in the number three spot. Hamlin has four car lengths to run down William Byron. So Todd Gordon, how do these drivers have to save fuel, and how can they save fuel when they're at the front of the field trying to win this race?
Well, we heard Rudy Fugel talking to William Byron about saving fuel by just drafting on the 77 car. That allows them to kind of pull in that draft. He can lift getting in the corner, still roll speed because he didn't have that wind resistance. Now as a leader, he's got to be pretty much wide open a lot more time. It's going to be more fuel burn. He and Denny Hamlin both, but they're the two guys that were longest on pit road. They had the most fuel. We'll see where they are. Being out front could put him on the edge.
Here's William Byron. He's going to pull the car out, turn number four up against the safer barrier. He's going to cut it all the way to the bottom. Back up at the start-finish line against the wall. Back to the bottom in one. Back up against the wall. He's all over the place, Dave, just trying to keep Hamlin behind him.
Trying to make sure also that Denny Hamlin is pushing as much air with the nose of that car as possible and burning as much fuel. Here comes Ty Gibbs. He's got the green light to go after the five car now of Kyle Larson.
Ty Gibbs and Kyle Larson side by side for the third spot. Give the spot to Gibbs into the corner. He'll take it away from Kyle Larson. Denny Hamlin getting closer to the back bumper of William Byron.
2.5 car lengths is the deficit for Denny Hamlin on the race leader William Byron. As again, they wig and wag up and down the front side of the Michigan International Speedway. Up and down, Byron the leader in one.
William Byron running a groove off the bottom. Half a groove higher still, the second place machine of Hamlin. 7 car lengths now, back to Ty Gibbs in third.
Denny Hamlin is hammered down right now, trying to get around William Byron. Definitely not saving any fuel at the moment. Into turn three, Hamlin takes his car way up the racetrack. Into that third groove, William Byron throws the block.
Here they come off the corner. Denny Hamlin is there, ready to make the move. Chevrolet has not won at Michigan in the last 8 years. Toyota won here last year. It's a Chevy and a Toyota battling for the win right now with 11 to go.
Here they come into turn number one. Byron now just by inches. Denny Hamlin right on his back bumper. Looking to the inside off two. Byron, though, gets a good run, and he'll maintain a two-car length advantage.
Byron actually able to pull away a little bit from Denny Hamlin off of turn number two. The gap between first and second remains 2 car lengths. There's Byron in his Chevy into the corner. Again, running the middle part of the racetrack. Hamlin in that third groove out of four.
There were 4 and now 5 cars involved in this battle for the lead. They are separated by about 1 second. It's William Byron the leader. Hamlin second. Gibbs is third. Larson fourth. And Dave Moody. Chris Buescher is latched on.
Chris Buescher is scrapping, clawing, giving it everything he's got to try and join that lead four. He's closing in now on the back bumper of Kyle Larson.
It's been a nice recovery so far this afternoon for Chris Buescher. He got shuffled back towards the mid part of the race, but now he is inside of the top five and is starting to pressure Kyle Larson for the fourth spot.
Off the corner, William Byron, Denny Hamlin, Ty Gibbs. They're the top three. Kyle Larson and Chris Buescher has snuck into contention here. Matter of fact, Chris Buescher, who's running in position number 5, has just turned the flames up on the back bumper of Kyle Larson's car.
Larson is limited in what he can do to try and hold him off because he's got to be conscious of the fuel mileage. Here comes Buescher. He'll go to the inside. Larson up high. Buescher with a high fender as they hit the back stretch.
Buescher has got a wheel alongside of Kyle Larson halfway down the back straightaway. We'll see how hard Larson will fight him in turn 3. As a matter of fact, Larson will roll out of the throttle and let Buescher pass him by.
18 laps ago, our pit reporter, Chris Wilner, gave us the transmission and translated what crew chief Cliff Daniels told his driver, Kyle Larson. I need 18 laps at a specific pace, then you're going to be good. We have reached that now. 8 to go. Kyle Larson now is 5th.
The problem with Larson is he's lost a good deal of ground to the leaders in that span and fallen back to 5th place. Leaders headed for turn 3.
And up front, Denny Hamlin has picked the pace back up again. He is a half a car length behind William Byron. Look into the outside in the turn number 3. Hamlin is there off the corner.
William Byron playing hard or heavy-duty defense right now on the Hamlin car, just zigging and zagging the car all over the place. He tries to break the draft on Denny. Denny doesn't do it. Denny's there. Race for the lead. 7 to go in Michigan.
Right on his back bumper into turns 1 and 2. They have broken away from the third-place machine of Ty Gibbs. For the moment, at least, it's a two-man dance. Byron by a car length.
Denny Hamlin looking for some running room right now, following the back bumper of William Byron as Byron jukes to the left and the right, trying to break the draft down the back straightaway. Here's Hamlin again, looking outside. There's nothing there this time in 4.
Michael McDowell out of fuel. He'll come to pit lane for a quick splash of Sunoco fuel. Head back to the track, to the line. The race leaders come. 6 laps to go. Byron the lead. Hamlin on the attack in turn 1.
William Byron to the bottom. Denny Hamlin looking up high. Down the straightaways, William Byron. It's 190 mile an hour conga line. He goes high. He goes low. Denny Hamlin trying to mirror his every move. They're headed for 3 again.
Hamlin got a really good bite off of turn number 2. He is right on the back bumper of William Byron. Byron this time a little bit more defensive in the 3. Pushes his car up the racetrack, blocking the air and blocking Denny Hamlin.
William Byron just giving Denny Hamlin all he can stand, and likewise as they come to the line, 5 laps to go in the Firekeepers Casino 400. It's all coming down to William Byron and Denny Hamlin racing for the point.
Here they come into turn number 1. Their gap again over Gibbs is still 15 car lengths. Gibbs unable to close in. Byron goes up the track. The bottom is open. Here comes Denny Hamlin. Hamlin to the inside for the lead.
Side by side for the top spot here at Michigan International Speedway. It's Denny Hamlin and William Byron side by side in the turn number 3. Byron on the outside. Denny Hamlin downstairs.
As they make the way up off turn number 4, Ty Gibbs is now using the 2 cars side by side to punch a big hole in the air. Ty Gibbs is going to join them. 3 cars racing for the lead at Michigan with 4 laps to go.
That 15 car length deficit is down to 5, maybe 6, and Gibbs has Chris Buescher in his hip pocket. They remain side by side for the lead. Denny Hamlin down low. William Byron all the way to the wall at the exit of 2.
And the longer they run side by side, the more risk these two drivers have of allowing Ty Gibbs and Chris Buescher to pass at both of them. Here's Hamlin, drives it in deep, almost shoves Byron up the racetrack, but he goes to the lead.
Nobody is sitting down here at the Michigan International Speedway watching a terrific battle for the lead, and the lead now belongs to Denny Hamlin. He crosses the start-finish line. He's got 3 laps to go. The challenge for 3rd is on behind them.
Chris Buescher to the outside of Ty Gibbs. He will drive around him on the outside on the entrance of turn number 1. Gibbs try to come back at him down low, but it's Christian Buescher to 3rd place.
Buescher will move to 3rd. He's got 5 car lengths to make up on William Byron. Denny Hamlin, the leader, is long gone. He has hit the afterburners. He leads William Byron this time through 3 and 4 by 6 car lengths.
Denny Hamlin's really flexing the muscle now. We'll have 2 laps to go this time by. He's opened up 15 car lengths or so right now on a great 2-car fight for the 2nd spot. Byron's got it. Buescher wants it in front of Dave Moody.
Chris Buescher's all over William Byron. Byron's going to run midway up the banking. He leaves the bottom two grooves wide open. Chris Buescher puts his foot in the door. Buescher looking to the inside. Can't make it stick for second.
Buescher will tuck in behind William Byron. Byron again continuing to fall backwards. He just doesn't have the pace to keep up with the leader, Denny Hamlin. And now he's trying to fend off Chris Buescher for second.
Make their way up off of turn number four. William Byron's out of gas. Byron will now pull the car off the racetrack. Byron gives up the second spot. White flag is in the air. Denny Hamlin has 2 miles to victory lane as he runs to one.
Denny Hamlin's got about 20 car lengths in hand over Chris Buescher, but does he have the fuel to get it to the finish? Here he comes off two. Car's still running at full speed to the backstretch for the final time.
Final time for Denny Hamlin as he races his way to turn number three. Hamlin has got 10 car lengths over the second place driver, Chris Buescher, and has no pressure in front of him. Here's Hamlin for the final time off of four.
Here comes Denny Hamlin trying to get every drop of fuel out of that Toyota Camry. He'll take that purple Camry wide off the corner. He'll angle it at the start-finish line. Checkered flag is waving. Denny Hamlin wins the Firekeepers Casino 400 at Michigan. Chris Buescher comes across the line in second. Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, and Kyle Larson round out the top five. Let's go to pit road.
They are celebrating down here, Chris Gayle, the crew chief. Absolutely. He's talking to his driver down here. He is, as they won. Chris, congratulations. A fuel mileage race. What a drive by Denny. What an effort by you guys.
Yeah, you know what? He's talked about it, right? He's lost a lot of those races because of fuel mileage. It's great to be on the right side of one and win one because of it, for sure.
There we go. That's Chris Gayle, winning crew chief for Denny Hamlin here at Michigan.
In Denny Hamlin's 701st start, he picks up win number 57. Denny Hamlin is celebrating the win today, from fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump. Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Get ready to rev your engines, NASCAR fans. The thrill, the speed, the action. You can now experience it all for free on the NASCAR channel on Tubi. Feel the adrenaline with a library of unforgettable races from Daytona to Talladega. It's a front row seat to NASCAR history. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere on your favorite fast platform. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Find the NASCAR channel on your streaming device and start watching today.
Don't miss a moment of the NASCAR season.
Chastain drove it and never lifted. Put it against the safer barrier and all the way around the turn. Passes Denny Hamlin.
Check out the Motor Racing Network's coverage of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series on hundreds of local radio stations around the country. Find your local station by going to MRN.com to catch the excitement of NASCAR on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
It's all over in the Firekeepers Casino 400. Denny Hamlin has won it here today in his purple and white Yahoo Toyota. He's doing a burnout here at the front side of the racetrack. The Xfinity fastest lap of the race was run by Denny Hamlin. He turned a lap at 192.297 miles per hour. Congratulations from Xfinity on winning a championship point. Sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Absolute heartbreak for William Byron, who had to pit for fuel coming to the white flag. This is a situation where the box score doesn't represent the effort. 28th for William Byron, last car on the lead lap. Let's go trackside to Chris.
Fourth place finish for Bubba Wallace. Two straight top 10 finishes for this 23-11 group as he gives high fives to the crew members climbing out of this Columbia Sportswear Toyota. Bubba, hard-fought race. I know you were fighting a little damage from an earlier caution on the front end, but what do you think? I thought you had a little splitter damage, I thought I heard. No? We good? I think we're good. Looks clean to me. I know. I know. I do. But how about it, though, top five?
Good day. God, we were so bad on restarts, and I'll be honest with you, that chaps my ass because I take a lot of pride in that, and I feel like I've said that way too many times this year. I've given up starts. Restarts and just had to claw our way back, but we just lost all that track position. So good to have back-to-back finishes after three DNFs. But all in all, this Columbia Toyota Camry was solid from the get-go. Just track position was our biggest thing. So my debrief will be short tomorrow. Good day.
Clean Toyota, though, for Bubba Wallace finishes top 10 for the second straight week. Steve?
Ty Gibbs down here talking with his crew chief, Cheddar Smith and Chris Gabehart. Ty, I know fuel mileage at the end of this race, but can you talk about the effort this team put in from an ill-handling car at the beginning to getting a good race-winning car you could compete for the win? How much effort went into that?
Yeah, I don't know. We were all over the place, and then we had the same fuel as them, and just I was told to save, and frustrating because, you know, I would love to go and win, so I don't know. I just a lot of emotions, but at least we're good to had an okay day. So,
a lot of emotions from Ty Gibbs down here after a third place finish.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he's still searching for his first career win, and he doesn't know all the details. I looked at the pit stops. His team ripped off a 9.1 second stop on that last stop. Denny Hamlin, they were almost 12 seconds, 11.9. Denny had more opportunity to put fuel in the car and get it packed full. So I understand the frustration. A really good run for Ty Gibbs today.
Well, and I'm sure he felt a win slip through his fingers right there. He felt he had the race car to do it. He's been chomping at the bit. They've fought a lot of challenges this year, but came close, finishing in position number 3. Back to Chris.
Top 5 for Kyle Larson, who had to do, what, 20-some laps of fuel saving there at the front. How difficult is to maintain a pace saving fuel, but you've got guys with a little bit more fuel trying to run you down?
Well, early in the run, I was actually surprised at how easy it was to save fuel and, you know, kind of stay attached to the 77 and 24. So thought I was in good shape there, and I was hopeful that we had a big enough gap from the group behind us that maybe it would, you know, we could maintain that gap and, you know, those guys would run out of fuel in front of me and we could win. But, yeah, they were charging hard, and then my balance was not very good and really faded there with 12 or so to go. So, you know, because of the balance being bad, I could save more fuel naturally, but just kind of had to, you know, nurse it home from there. So, yeah, we didn't have a good car today, but, you know, we still got a top 5 out of it. So happy about the effort, and you know, hopefully we can have some more speed these next coming weeks and just run the top 5 a little bit more often.
That's Kyle Larson. The fuel save mode here gives him a top 5 finish at Phoenix.
It was a heck of a drive, but came up just a little bit short. Time now to pick the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race presented by Xfinity. Todd?
Yeah, there's so many places you could go with this one. I'm actually going to take this one to the 54 car of Ty Gibbs. They kind of put themselves back in the game. They lost some track position. They've been reeling from a few months back. It's been a good run for the 54 team of Ty Gibbs. Going to give it to them.
The Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance goes to Ty Gibbs. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Well, we got a problem for the race winner. Denny Hamlin has taken the checkered flag after celebrating here at the start-finish line, and he's driving around the racetrack, and he decided to do some donuts there in turn number 3. He has spun the car around and is now stuck in the grass. The nose is pointing towards the safer barrier. Denny is trying to get the car going, but he's going to need some assistance. The tow truck is en route as we head back to pit road. And Chris.
Second place finish for Chris Buescher in RFK Racing. I tell you what, it's fuel mileage races are never fun, but it seemed like you got the green light before everyone else to kind of make a hard charge. If there was a few more laps, you think maybe you could have gotten there?
I don't know the situation, but ultimately it came before that. You know, our group brought such a fast Kroger Heinz Ford Mustang, and really, really proud of them for that. Just an absolute blast to drive. Just you know, made a few mistakes on the day, and you know, had a bobble getting past 38 there, and ultimately lost those spots that never should have, and took way too long to get them back. So yeah, just didn't get the job done today. We had the better car here. We had the best car. That thing was ridiculously good. So really proud of everybody, and you know, just hurt at the same time. So got to do a better job.
Thanks, you, Chris. Chris Buescher, solid second place finish. You can hear the frustration when you've got a good car like that. Felt like they maybe could capitalize, but he'll settle for second.
There is no doubt about that.
Yeah, it was a great drive for Buescher, but understandably frustrated. Here's how they finished the Firekeepers Casino 400 as we continue to wait for Denny Hamlin to get to victory lane.
I think he's out of gas, Alex.
He may be, because he's being pushed down here right now off of turn number 4. You know what? We'll give you the full field rundown. Well, he's just refired the car. Not sure. Denny Hamlin
is the winner. Chris Buescher second, Ty Gibbs third, Bubba Wallace fourth, Kyle Larson was fifth, Ross Chastain sixth, Zane Smith was seventh, Kyle Busch eighth, Ryan Preece ninth, and Brad Keselowski was 10th.
Eric Jones finished 11th, Josh Berry was 12th, Tyler Reddick was 13th, Daniel Suarez was 14th, Chase Elliott was 15th, Christopher Bell finished in the 16th spot with A.J. Allmendinger in 17th, Shane Van Gisbergen 18th, Austin Dillon 19th, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was 20th.
Justin Haley 21st, Joey Logano finished 22nd, Chase Briscoe 23rd, Ty Dillon 24th, Riley Herbst 25th, Cody Ware was 26th, Noah Gregson 27th, William Byron, Carson Hocevar, Michael McDowell made up the top 30.
31st, Austin Cindric, 32nd was Ryan Blaney. There are four drivers that did not finish the race today. They include Todd Gilliland in 33rd, John Hunter Nemechek in 34th, Cole Custer in 35th, and Alex Bowman finished in the 36th and final position today. Let's go to Victory Lane and Steve Post.
Denny Hamlin, they have just pushed the Yahoo Toyota into Victory Lane. The crew is ready with water bottles in hand, and Denny is climbing out of that race car. He sits on the side, and he is going to the top. Denny Hamlin with the win here at Michigan, and there's the water bath as he celebrates here in Mobile One Victory Lane. Denny Hamlin, a big, big win here as he picks up the victory, third win of the season, Denny. Denny, your post-race radio traffic, fuel mileage races have not been your strong point. What's it mean to win one of these things?
Yeah, it was tight. Certainly they said I was right on the number, and to go all out, I went all out, and then when we got the lead, I was able to back it down just a little bit. But unfortunately, I ran out of fuel. I had some friends over there in 3 and 4 that I promised I would do a burnout in front of their bus once this was over. So I ran out of fuel over there, burned out. But thanks to this whole team, they gave me a great race car. To restart 12th or so on that last restart and drive to the front feels awesome.
Can you describe the cat and mouse battle you had with William Byron?
I was working him. I mean, just giving him all kinds of different looks to catch him off guard and out of surprise. And so I just was able to get position on him right there. And, man, just what a battle. But got to thank all of our sponsors, Yahoo, TRD, Toyota, Progressive, Sport Clips, National Debt Relief, Kings Hawaiian, Jordan Brand, Shady Rays, and Logitech. Just a lot of people make this happen. That was just a really fun one for me to drive.
Denny, this is Detroit. This is the Heritage Cup is available. Toyota always likes to come in here and steal the trophy. Tyler Gibbs going to be here in probably a little bit. You could present him the trophy. What does that mean to you as a team owner and as a driver as well?
It just means so much. I mean, you know, they give back to this sport in such a huge way. Toyota, you'll see them everywhere from, you know, your local dirt track up here in Michigan to cup racing on Sunday. There's nobody that invests in our sport like Toyota does, and we can't thank them enough for that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Denny Hamlin. We referenced that Heritage Cup. This is the third time the Toyota camp has taken that Heritage Cup out of Michigan.
And they've done it back-to-back. Last year with Tyler Reddick and today with Denny Hamlin. By the way, that's Denny's third win of 2025. He won at Martinsville, Darlington, and now claims victory in the Irish Hills of Michigan. Time for final thoughts. Todd, we'll begin with you.
Yeah, interesting that Michigan comes down to a fuel mileage race again. We've seen so many of those here. You look at it, and you look at the play, and you don't see it until that caution comes. It's right outside the window. We saw that in two stages today. Kudos to the guys on the strategies of saving. We saw the give and take of pit road. The guys that actually had an opportunity to go fight there, I mean, Denny Hamlin, they had a almost 12-second pit stop. They got enough fuel in to let him go be aggressive.
I look forward, after a great race in Michigan, to going south of the border. We're off to Mexico City, Mexico now here with the world of NASCAR, and we look forward to going down there and making some history with the NASCAR Cup Series at the Autoromo Hermanos Rodriguez. It's going to be a great time. I look forward to Mexico, but what a race we saw today. Congratulations, Denny Hamlin.
So don't forget, Tuesday night, join us for NASCAR Live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Wednesday, it'll be Steve Post and Todd Gordon who have crew call for you. NASCAR Live wide open, another installment of that will drop on Thursday, and then business picks up from Friday on. We will kick off our Mexico City broadcasting race weekend with coverage of Cup Series practice on Friday. Then on Saturday, we'll have qualifying and also the NASCAR Mexico Series race, the Ricardo Rodriguez 60. We'll have Cup qualifying and the NASCAR Xfinity Series Chilango 150 on Saturday, along with the NASCAR Mexico Series Pedro Rodriguez 60. And then 1 week from today, we are back with the Viva Mexico 250. the first NASCAR Cup Series race run south of the border. Motor Racing Network will be with you for every step of the way. Like to thank the voices you heard on the broadcast today. Dave Booty covered the action in turns 1 and 2. Tim Catalfemo had us covered in turns 3 and 4. In the pits, it was Steve Post and Chris Williner who covered things ever so capably. And for Todd Gordon and Alex Hayden, I'm Mike Bagley. We thank you for spending your Sunday afternoon with us here on the Motor Racing Network, where we congratulate Joe Gibbs Racing and Denny Hamlin as winners of the Fire Keepers Casino 400. So long, everybody.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Fire Keepers Casino 400 has come to you from Michigan International Speedway. Brought to you by Fire Keepers Casino Hotel. Get your Vegas on by Beefaroo. Famously delicious burgers, fries, and shakes. Rev up your appetite. Fuel up with Beefaroo by eBay. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. By Eero, the way Wi-Fi should be. Discover our newest generation of routers at eero.com. By Endurance Auto Warranty. Protect your wallet from surprise car repairs with Endurance. Jack Links. Craving something bold? Try new Jack Links Duos. Two jerky flavors in one pack. By Napa. Get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at Napa. By National Debt Relief. Helping you become debt-free. By Powerball. The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. By Progressive. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. By Wendy's new Frosty Flavors. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit tgrna.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Michigan International Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Ryan Horn, associate producer Trey Downey, broadcast engineer Steve Fridley, studio engineer Andy Pacheni, audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
Well, it's Sunday morning and the sun is shining in my eye that is opened and my head is spinning. Was the life of the party. I can't stop grinning. I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fight? Now wait a minute, things don't look too familiar. And who is this cowboy who's sleeping beside me? Well, he's awful cute, but how'd I get his shirt on? I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start a fight? Shooters, I love to drink them down. Come on, bartender, let's have another round. Well, the music is playing and my spirits are high. Tomorrow might be painful, but tonight we're gonna fly. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Every time we get together, I sure have. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you
station's so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Gonna do if it don't work out. It ain't about if it makes sense, 'cause if the boot do, it don't fit. As far as I can see, there ain't no way to be somebody if you just gonna quit. So if you got a fire, don't.
From Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs, called Backup Plan, here inside the Saloon. Full Hour Country coming up. Jason Aldean with Just Getting Started. Throw in Josh Ross and Single Again. Also Lauren Morgan, Sam Hunt, Lady A, Little Texas, and how about a big old number one for Russell Dickerson. I love this tune and I love RD. It's Full Hour Country. Hang on.
June Dairy Month is a special time to discover, taste, and celebrate the legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Dairy farming is key to Wisconsin's economy and communities. Because 95% of Wisconsin farms are family-owned, our dairy farmers are committed to incorporating science and sound practices to ensure they produce the best quality milk while protecting the planet. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is being brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
Here's comedian Howie Mandel for hands-free Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-Ins.
Yeah, I'm holding a new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-In sneaker, and first of all, I barely know I'm holding it. It's that light. You see, Cozy Fit is a cool new sneaker where the upper is made of a soft quilted material. It's kind of like a little puffer jacket for your feet, except it looks like a super stylish sneaker.
Introducing new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-Ins, the latest comfort creation from Skechers. You can find Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th.
With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. Duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. With a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. Get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. Then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Let's go, girls. Yeah.
like a woman. Like a woman. Like a woman.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
A yellow two-piece, black Ray Bans, your bare feet covered in sand, white jet trails across a blue sky, your ponytail showing off the sunshine. Like a postcard out of nowhere, you get to me, you give me that smile, and I'm somewhere, somewhere.
You can write a book on the trouble with a woman and a man, but you cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew her well, I really couldn't tell that she had another lover on her mind. See, it felt so right. Who's being true and who don't even care anymore? It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door.